Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, today I got you. I got the thumbs up. We do a podcast. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Yo.
So I had two different restaurant experiences locally. And I want to see what you think of these, Jerry. So one, I go to a local restaurant Friday evening. Now we went, I think we had like 5:30 reservations or something, And the place was empty. Now I knew it was going to get filled up, right? It's a small place.
Sure.
Small place. So it was Gina and I, so we're a couple. So there was one other table that had people at it in this place at this time. They were a couple. They sat us right next to them.
That's annoying.
The whole restaurant was
empty.
That
is annoying.
A small restaurant.
You don't need to be on the other end of the restaurant.
Right.
Couple tables.
Even one table.
I agree.
Because it didn't fill up. Now, it eventually, by the time we were done with our meal, it was full. But it's understandable to sit right next to somebody when the restaurant's full. I expect it.
100%.
I don't expect it when the restaurant is empty.
No, that would be quite annoying.
It's weird.
Yes, quite annoying.
Then, the same place, the waiter comes over and goes through the specials, none of them written down. And it's not one special or two specials.
He's just telling you.
Yeah.
He's rattling them off.
Rattling them off.
That's become pretty common, actually.
I like to look to see what I'm... I asked Twitter why this is. Like, if you're in the restaurant industry, perhaps There's a strategy to this.
Yeah.
Like, why do you not write down the specials and put it on the mint? Like,
my guess
just
would
print
be,
a sheet of paper.
I'd love to know what they said.
Yeah.
But my guess would be that they might not know what the specials are till that morning.
That's
and they're
fine.
Not, and they're not taking the time to print it out. It's just, here you go, guys. Tell people. We need to get rid of this stuff.
Right. But a simple Word document and a print.
I said they're being lazy.
And especially this place probably has 15 tables in it.
Yeah.
Like, print it out.
Lazy.
Some places will print out a specials, but will give you one for the table. That's another funny thing.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like you and your wife
pass
at
around.
Dinner, and then one of you gets a special. Like, come on.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it wasn't like, they weren't simple specials. It was like, and he went through the whole thing with the, so certain people said they
Did
don't want
to. Go back to the second one?
Yeah. So this is what people told me, the people in the restaurant business. They said, one, they're too cheap to print it out, which is what he said. Two,
too cheap.
They think the interaction with the waiter or waitress is good, and that you'll be more engaged to order a special if you hear it told to you versus reading it.
Okay. I don't know if I buy that, but all right.
And then the third one, which wasn't true in this place, they said they don't want you to know the price. But this guy told me the prices of everything.
So that's not valid in this
case.
That
wasn't valid. I just didn't like print it out. Because I said to after he got about to his fourth one, I said, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what you've said.
And you're already annoyed with where you're sitting.
And I'm already annoyed with where I'm sitting. I don't know what you've said. I'm not even going to order a special. I'm going to pick something that I can look at and evaluate and compare on the menu. One thing this place also had, which I actually respect, it said, we will not alter any of the meals. Which I don't like that. But I respected it. I was like, good for them.
That's fair.
Now, like what Gina...
They also run the risk of someone walking out.
Right. Now, what Gina said, she says, that way there's no way they could screw it up.
True, but...
They're not going to screw up your order.
There are certain things you could be allergic to
don't
like.
Yes.
You know, like they're...
That's true.
And I'm not one of these people that, you know, asked to you know, alter meals like crazy. We've seen people. We know people that
we
do
know
that.
Meal alterers.
But for instance, if there's a meal that's got onions in it, get them the hell off my dish. I don't want them. I don't like them. And if that's going to be a deal breaker, I'm leaving. You know, I don't think that's a huge ask.
Yeah, because what it does is it eliminates your options on the menu. So, I don't like cheese.
Right.
So anything with cheese on it, normally I could say without the cheese.
Yeah,
but
sorry,
that's altering the menu.
Correct. That is correct.
So as much as I wanted to critique this place on social media, Jerry, not on social media, but in Google reviews.
In a review.
I was all set. I was all prepared for review. Chef comes over, huge fan.
And then that was out.
I was like, this place is awesome.
So you can be bought, too.
I can be bought.
Can't we all?
I can be bought.
That is hilarious.
Okay, then the next evening, Saturday evening, Jerry.
I forgot, that's right, your weekend restaurant horse.
Weekend restaurant guy.
Yes.
Go to another restaurant. A place that, this is a newer Italian place in a surrounding town.
Okay.
That has such great food, I don't understand why it's not always packed.
Really?
We could always get in.
So word hasn't gotten out yet, I guess.
Word hasn't gotten out yet. So, again, though, we tend to dine out earlier than usual.
Was this 3:30?
We normally go there 5, but this time we went at, it was late. We got a very late start, 7:00.
Wow.
So the place was hopping. There was a very loud guitar and bass player playing. Very loud. And it appeared this guy was just learning the guitar.
Oh, God.
It was terrible. bad. So we sit down. It is blasting.
Right.
So the waiter comes over, and I shout my order because I'm trying to make a point. I'm like, what kind of beer do you have on that? So there's a couple next to us. There's a couple and their parents. So one of the couple's parents. And I'm complaining to Gina loudly. This sucks. This thing sucks. I can't believe this. I go, I got to get out of here. Let's go. I said to the waiter, I go, can you move us to the back? This is brutal.
Right.
Get up and move to the back. A beer comes to my table. That gentleman sent you a beer. The table we were sitting next to that heard me screaming.
Right.
His dad was playing the guitar.
Oh, man.
Jerry, I can't win. I can't win for losing.
Well, that's what happens when you open your mouth.
Again, I was going to be like, why would you have a loud band playing? This guy looks like he's learning to play the guitar.
I'm amazed he sent you a beer when you were insulting his dad.
Yeah, I know.
My God.
I know. This is how nice people are sometimes.
I guess, you know what? You made them feel bad.
I know. Actually, I felt bad about that. I got to...
They made you feel... You made them feel bad.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there watching their dad, who clearly was struggling, and you're complaining about it so much so you wanted to be moved.
Yeah.
They probably felt like crap and embarrassed.
Yeah. They appeared to have some drinks in them, so they seemed to be having a good time. And So I felt bad about that. So again, could I put that in a review? No, I cannot.
No, you can't.
Because I can't be a douche.
You are reviewless this weekend.
Because I was on such a tear, Jerry. I was in such an angry,
and that sucks too. And it's the only thing you're really doing that you're looking forward to all weekend. Just to have any annoyance when you go out stinks.
Put them on the far part of the bar, or just lower. If they really would have just lowered the,
right, just give us a good ambience. You don't need it to
jacked
be
jacked it up.
I know. I'm with you. But I'm even like that at, not that I go to clubs. I don't.
Yeah, when you're clubbing?
No, but I've been to a few. They reach levels of absurdity.
Yeah.
You can't even hear yourself think in a restaurant. That's the last thing you want. I like a nice, nice ambience.
Yeah, that's what I say.
You know, some chatter, some music, but let's not drown us out.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So I had two experiences where I wanted to leave reviews, and now I can't.
I hear you.
You're too popular, Jerry. This program has become too popular that I can't go out and give honest reviews.
I know. They're influencing you.
By the way, in both places, the food is tremendous.
Yeah.
My issue was with where I'm sitting, the reading of the specials.
Well, the first one, I honestly don't understand why they would put you right next to the person. It does drive you nuts, because I've been in that situation too.
Yeah.
Where if they're booths, who cares? But when it's table to table... come on, can you separate us by one?
Right.
Just give us some space.
Right, they could have separated us by one, and then as it got filled, put someone in between us. I would have totally understood that.
All right, people are coming in, you get it.
Yeah.
But at that point, that's just stupid.
I know, because really the whole beginning part
silly
is weird.
And it puts you in a bad mood.
Yep.
Not that takes much.
Does not take much. It does not take much these days, Jerry.
I know. I tell you, we went to Friday night. Went to an Irish bar in Chicago where you went there. You walked in, you walked down the stairs. You'd never even know this place was there.
Was it like really old?
It was old, yeah. It was phenomenal. It was mobbed, but here's what you would have liked. Usually when you go to a bar on a Friday or a Saturday night, it's like, oh, it takes forever to get a drink.
Yes.
And I mean, it was around the entire bar. It was too deep. I mean, it wasn't like you could get right to the bar. You had to kind of reach over. They had 4 or 5 bartenders that constantly circled. You didn't wait more than 2 minutes.
That's nice.
It was great. And we were a group of like 12 that went. Never waited more than a minute or two to get their attention, to get a drink, because they were properly staffed for this night. And I tell you, this place was packed.
Makes a huge difference.
That's a place I would give a great review to, because the drinks were good.
Yep.
And the service was outstanding.
Makes a huge difference when a place has help.
Yeah.
Any place. We talked about some of the supermarkets, the non, like Dearborn Farms, mm-hmm. and what's the other one? That Orchard, Delicious Orchards.
Delicious Orchards on 34.
Both of those places have so many people working the registers that
you never wait.
Even when it's crowded. And then you go to a place like Walmart that's got 45 registers and one of them's open.
Yeah, I know. And Target's like that too now. They want you to, they don't want to pay the people. They want you to check out yourself now.
Right.
One thing about Dearborn, and I've said this for years, and I will continue to say it, is my favorite store by far.
Yeah.
Continues to be my favorite store. So this is more of a nitpick than anything. I've gotten a little tired of the deli counter not being staffed properly on Sunday morning.
That I don't like. That
they used to have a million people back there. I get out there Sunday morning. I try to be one of the first ones in, so I can be one of the first ones out. It's like there's one older lady, and she's great, but she's not very quick, as you can imagine, and it takes sometimes 15 minutes.
Right, because the person in front of you is getting 19 different cheeses.
Oh, my God. Can you put a few more people? It's almost ruined my Dearborn experience the last several weeks.
Yeah.
But I still like the store a great deal, and I'm going to continue to go there, but it drives me crazy. I told Kim the other day, last week, I'm like, you go now. Like, I'll go in the morning. You get the cold cuts. You can go another time. I'm not doing this.
I know. It's been such a pleasure for me that I don't use the deli anymore.
Because
that was such
a pain in the ass.
So annoying.
I agree. Anywhere you go. That's why Dearborn always had it good with the number, and they always had it fully staffed, and the things on the, it was easy. Not so easy anymore. Not on Sunday mornings.
Right.
I should say.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is more of a scientific question for you, Jerry. I'm going to see.
Oh, God.
This is one of the weird thoughts I was having. So my dog is on many medications right now.
Yeah.
The total pills in a day I have to give her is 21.
You're kidding me.
21 pills.
And she eats them?
Up until this morning. So I was putting them in turkey.
Yeah.
I got like the cheap turkey that you get in the bin.
Yeah, sure.
So this morning, one pill fell out while
she noticed.
She saw it. She was like, that's it.
No more turkey. Really?
Not only no more turkey, no more taking any food from me. She's lost interest. So I had to had to get to work, but she has to take these pills. So I made like a piece of toast and put peanut butter. And was hiding the pills in the, but I still couldn't handle it. Now she's taking them and chewing it. So I don't know if she could be chewing capsules. My question is this. When it comes to drugs in the system, do you think it matters how it gets in your
body? I think it does. I think certain pills, it does, how it's dissolved in your body.
Right. This is what I think.
But like, I don't know that for sure.
Like if you were just as a human being, Jerry, I give you these pills. I said, Jerry, in order for you to feel better, the doctor has given me these pills to give to you. Please take these with water. And you take the pills with water and they go right into your belly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you decide you're not going to take the pills and I've got to fool you, Jerry. And I give you a stack of pancakes, thick pancakes, and in it I hide 3 pills. Are those pills getting in your system properly or are they getting mushed in with the pancakes? and excreted before they are absorbed in your system.
No, I would think your body's breaking down all the everything that you consume is being broken down properly. I thought what you were going to say if you bite into them and you break them and crush them. That I don't know.
Yeah, no, that I know for a fact. Like there are certain pills you can't cut. The capsules are sometimes time release capsules.
Right.
So if you're chewing them or if the dog chews them, it's
a problem.
It's a freaking problem.
There's nothing worse than when you got to give pets medicine. Like for the cats,
yeah,
the pills have for us have never worked.
Yeah.
Because all of our cats we've ever had have been so smart, we would do the same thing, hide it in a treat.
Yeah.
And the first time it's no problem.
Correct.
But then they realize very quickly and then that's it.
Yeah.
So now the only medicine we've ever used with the cats are the little, the
syringe?
Yes. And we got to hold their mouth open and shoot it down and close the mouth and then rub the neck. That works. And you can see if it went down or not. It is brutal trying to give pets medicine. I don't know.
Yeah, because in the morning it's 12 pills, and in the afternoon it's 9. I can't throw those all down my dog's throat.
Wow. I don't know what you do.
And I did it it's been going on for 2.5 weeks. Everything was going smoothly. And then I knew the day was coming, and today was the day where she was going to decide, not interested in
turkey
anymore.
So how many pills did she get today? Any?
I got all of them, but it was a fight.
Well, you're going to have a fight on your hands this afternoon,
I am.
Too.
I'm going to have to go. I've already made a list of things I'm going to attempt. Liverwurst, everyone told me.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
Okay.
Another type of cheese, but she's already shot down the cheese. I was doing cheese previously.
Cheese is easy because you can write in.
She already lost interest in cheese. She's also just lost interest in me handing her something. She's not interested. She's
not interested.
Well,
can't you put it down on the ground and she'll eat it?
Yeah, but some of the things, like the pills, get put in loose things. And yeah.
That's a problem. You have dog pill problems.
I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Sick of it.
And she's supposed to be on this medicine forever.
It seems like it.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
Then I also realized this, and this is more of a mental issue that I do need to get over, which I've not gotten over. I tried talking to Gina about this. I tried talking to Eddie about it. I already have a small, my world is small, mm-hmm. right? I don't venture out of my little box.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, getting a dog has made my world smaller. Like,
you would think it would be bigger.
Right. It's made it smaller, and here's how. And I had an example from this weekend. 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekend, the dog was sleeping peacefully. She had already gone out. I had my breakfast. I had my coffee. I was sitting on the couch, and I was looking out at the ocean, Jerry.
Yeah.
And I said, I feel like walking right to the edge of the ocean, taking a couple deep breaths, and coming back.
Sounds fine.
I didn't do it because I have a dog. And I knew that upon re-entering, it would she'd be alerted, up, unsettled. Now I'm dealing with an unsettled dog, not worth it. So I am boxing myself in.
Yeah, you have.
Even more. Same with going upstairs. I have a beautiful view upstairs.
I know you do.
I don't go up there.
Wow.
If I go up there, she's going to stand at the bottom of the steps and whine.
Why, she won't come up?
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Oh, boy.
To me, it's not worth it. I'm like, you know, I'll just stay down here.
Yeah, no, that's.
But I'm shrinking. My world is a.
You're a slave to the dog now.
I am. And I don't want it. And I don't know. I'm trying to mentally break myself of it. And I don't know how to do it other than completely not give two craps if
she
cries.
Wants. Yeah, the problem is you're still. Then you're listening to
it. I'm still dealing with it.
Dealing
right?
with it worse.
Yes.
But. It's also the type of when you discipline a kid, if you give the kid everything at once,
yeah,
you're never going to get what you want. And the kid's going to become a pain in the ass. Your dog is becoming a pain in the ass.
Yes. That I've made her into.
Yeah.
By
acquiescing to everything she wants.
I feel like at a certain age with a kid, you can attempt to make and have an explanation. This is why we're doing it. Yeah.
That's
and
true.
The dog, I can't.
No, you can't.
But I also know I can't. Something's got to give or my head's going to explode.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm just shrinking. I'm going to, at some point, Jerry, and I even realized when she was sick, now she's past her peeing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because I adjusted the medicine, not the vet. I did.
Right.
I adjusted it properly, Jerry. I'm a doctor.
So you're supposed to give her 3 pills a day? You're up to 21?
No, 2 of the pills. Yeah. Well, I've adjusted it. It's worked. Okay. She's feeling better, and she's not peeing in the house.
All right.
But for that short time when she was, I was even sleeping on the couch because I didn't want her waking up peeing on the floor.
Jesus.
Figured I would hear her wake up.
What would bother me
is
it's one thing if you want peace and quiet, you go upstairs, you want to sit outside on your deck upstairs, and she's whining because you have a gate up. What would annoy the crap out of me is that she's got the freedom to just walk up the stairs and be with you. And it's almost as if she's saying, hey, come down here. This is my world, not yours.
You're right.
And you're letting her win that.
Yeah. It probably starts on the walks. I have to decide on the walks where we're going. Because now I kind of let her, hey, you want to go down this block? Yeah, we'll go down this block. You want to go this way? Yeah, we'll go smell over here. I let her be the pack leader, Jerry. I need to be pack leader.
Yeah. So you're not the dominant one.
I'm not.
That's a problem.
I am not. This is why I didn't have kids. Because I knew I would be a terrible parent of discipline.
You don't know that.
Disciplining.
You do not know that. I think it's easy to say. I don't think you know that for sure.
I also haven't fully come to grips that this is a permanent situation.
Well.
Seriously.
Unless you're going to let her just walk out the door and leave.
Which I'm not.
Right. So.
But all I keep thinking of is, because now that
life before her.
Yeah. Now that I know her and love her.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do about it.
No, you're in a committed relationship.
But I can't get past the fact that I made this decision 3 years ago.
You have to.
I know, but I know that. I cannot mentally get past it.
That's a problem for you then. Because it ain't changing.
Right, it's not changing.
Unless the Flash is here and he's going to bring you back 3 years in a day to where we can talk you out of it. Which some of us tried.
Nor would I even want if someone came to me and said, I've got a big farm. I would love to have her run in the. I wouldn't give her up because I would miss her because I now know her and love her.
For sure.
I wanted to get to a point where I was prior to this relationship beginning and then make the correct decision.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
I can't. But I can't get past that in my head.
You need her to be a good, quiet dog is what you need, and she's not.
Yeah, I mean.
Because she's hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it. You know, I gotta say that.
What's that?
Well, I mean, the only positive for you in terms of your head.
My mentals.
About clearing your head. And she's not going to live to be 20 years old.
Correct.
I mean, it's a terrible thought, but that you didn't get her when she was a puppy.
Right.
So she's midlife.
She's midlife.
You just got to.
But I'm midlife. Maybe I go first.
I would doubt it, but don't will her to me.
Oh, you're getting her, Jerry.
I got cats.
You are getting her. She loves cats, I'm sure.
She's going right to Gina. That's where she's going. She's running around Gina's house.
And Gina sometimes, very nicely, will say, well, I'll take her for the night. That is a temporary fix.
Correct.
I don't want that.
That's like when people tell me to go to the chiropractor. I'm like, I'm not interested. I want to be fixed.
Right.
I don't want to just have a Band-Aid put on.
Right.
I'm with you. I know what you're saying. Because at the end of the day, that's kind of like when people talk about, you know, boy, games being back, great distraction from my miserable life we're leading. Yeah, and then the game's over. Then what? You haven't solved anything.
Yes.
All you did was put it on the shelf for 3 hours. And when you come back, you still have the same mess that you never cleaned up.
Which is why when people use alcohol or weed to escape, you're back to your reality until you do it again. Then all of a sudden you're in this loop where you're
drinking
or weeding all day long.
Way too much because it's what makes you feel better, even though you've never really fixed the problem.
Right.
It's true. Yeah, you're in a tough spot because I know you mentally.
I'm in a tough spot for me. Not for normal people.
No,
normal people can handle much worse.
For sure.
I can't handle the smallest thing.
I'm not talking about anybody else. You.
Yeah.
Which, again, comes back to why in the hell you did this in the first place.
This is what I mean, though. I keep going back.
I know. Was when you were looking, because we talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
You were so into looking at the different breeds, and you were really into which, you know, works in a condo.
Yeah.
I mean, I really felt like you did a lot of research.
I did.
As you were looking, did you ever have in your head saying, this is a bad idea, but I really want to try it?
Yeah.
You did?
And it wasn't the breed I chose. It's the idea that I did it without a yard. So everything is a walk.
I agree with that. I said that to you.
Yeah, you did.
It's one thing when you have a dog that you can open the door with a fence and let him just go run around, get the energy out. It's like we saw, when we were in Manhattan 2 weeks ago, we saw a woman walking a gigantic dog. And we're like, that dog lives in an apartment building in New York City. Like, that dog needs to run.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Now, your dog doesn't need to run. She ran a lot already. But she still needs to go out and jog and fresh air.
Which is why I like to take her on these longer walks. But then everything. And like I was saying to Gina, part of what's making my world very small, the other part is that I know if I go out to do something, when I return, I have to take her out.
Yeah. Well, for sure.
Because she's, again, when I walk in the door, she's up. She's ready to roll.
To a much, much, much lesser extent. You now have an idea of the responsibility of a parent.
Yeah, like I can't imagine.
Once the baby comes out, that's where life changes, because it's not like, hey, you want to go run out and grab something? Yeah, sure, what the hell? It's not, yeah, sure, what the hell anymore. It's what the baby can't go there and no one can watch her and we just can't.
Yep.
Everything changes. It's very different.
Yeah.
We're at the point now after 18 years of being back to we can do what we want when we want, because Matthew will be 19 soon, and he's more than capable of not only watching Joseph, but watching him overnight. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, it's a great feeling.
And sometimes it's hard to adjust back to that.
Yeah, we've done well.
Yeah.
But I could see that too. I could absolutely understand people that would say they had trouble with that. Like, a lot of our friends are like, my God, our kids are getting older. What's going to happen when they're gone? It's going to be us stuck with one another again. I haven't had that feeling yet. Maybe my wife has. If she has, she hasn't told me.
Yeah.
But, like, I get it. I really do.
Yeah.
You're in a spot.
I am in a spot, Jerry. All right.
I'm going to see a dog therapist.
Dog therapist. I'm going to go try liverwurst and hot dogs.
Man. I feel bad for you.
Or, Eddie had a great idea. Since my dog is a scavenger on walks and will eat anything on a walk, take the pills, put them in food, drop them on the sidewalk in front of my house, and then take her out.
Yeah, hope nothing eats it by the time you get back out there. Like the homeless guy from down the block.
Or somebody else's random dog just eating all my dog's pills on the street.
That's funny.
I might try that trick.
That makes it really hard, though.
Yeah.
They have 21 pills a day.
Yeah.
God damn.
And it seems to be working.
Which is great, but...
But I also think this, out of 21 pills, it's probably one thing that's really doing the job, and the others are, like, not working great.
And unfortunately, you don't know which one.
I'm just going to start eliminating pills.
Yeah. I guess you could. When she starts crying, you know which one you got to add back.
That's a great way to do it. If she wanted again, bring that green capsule back.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. You were here for that, yeah?
What?
You were here for the warm-up.
Yeah, I was here. Okay. I'll be here all week.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll do that now. So,